Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. I am Gail, your Chorus Call operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining Eurobank Ergasias conference call to present and discuss the first half 2019 financial results. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fokion Karavias, CEO. Mr. Karavias, you may now proceed.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, and welcome to the Eurobank first half 2019 results presentation. After an overview of the highlights, our Chief Financial Officer, Haris Nikologiannis, will give you a more detailed presentation of our results, and finally, we will answer your questions. Let me start with the macroeconomic background. We still see a stable environment locally, in spite of deceleration in the Eurozone activity. For instance, although a slightly weaker tourism season is expected in 2019, in the first 6 months, revenues were reported up 15% year on year. Furthermore, the economic sentiment indicator for the month of July recorded a significant improvement according to EU data released on Tuesday, despite a slight decrease in both the euro area and the EU. Investment-friendly strategies to be implemented by the new government could accelerate economic growth next year, create new jobs, and increase the pace of the real estate market recovery. For the banking system, funding conditions continue to improve, as seen in deposit gathering and interbank markets, with GDP yields offering a supportive backdrop. In addition, the full list of capital controls is further boosting sentiment and the return into normality. Let me now update you on the progress of our transformation plan. Following the binding agreement for the 2 billion euro mortgage securitization with PIMCO in June, the transaction's final structure and documentation have been settled with the SSM. As a result, earlier today, the bank received a draft SRT approval of the supervisory board. This allows us to deconsolidate the NPE balance of 1.8 billion euros while retaining 100% of the securitization senior note. In parallel, our discussions with PIMCO for the 7.5 billion euro multi-asset securitization and our loan servicer continue, targeting a binding agreement around the end of September. So overall, and following the SSM approval, the transformation plan is executed on time, and we are looking forward to successfully concluding it, de-risking our balance sheet and reaching an NPE ratio below 16% by the end of the year. This will enable the bank to go after new business opportunities in Greece and the region. Let me now focus on our financial results for the first half of 2019, with highlights shown on slide 5. Our net profits in the first half of 2019 reached 90 million euros. On a year-on-year basis, corporate provision income was down 3.4%, driven by net interest income down by 3.6% year-on-year, while commissions increased by almost 13%, mainly due to the Grivalia merger. Operating expenses on a comparable basis were flat year on year, with Greece actually 2.2% lower. Now, on asset quality metrics, our stock of NPEs receded by 2.2 billion euros in the quarter, mainly as a result of the pillar classified as held for sale, and also due to the organic negative NPE formation of 200 million euros in the quarter. As a result, the NPE ratio improved by almost 8 percentage points year on year, dropping below 33%. The coverage of NPEs by the accumulated cash provisions increased by 70 basis points in the quarter to 54.5%. On capital, our fully loaded Basel III ratio improved by 30 basis points to 13.7%, while Our total capital ratio reached 18.4%, which is the highest in the Greek market and supports the execution of our NPE acceleration plan. Deposits gathering continued with an increase of €500 million in Greece and €1.9 billion at the group in the second quarter, which includes €1.1 billion in Bulgaria through acquisition. As a result, the group loan-to-deposit ratio declined to a new low of 86.5%. As for international operations, we are excited to complete the Piraeus Bank Bulgaria acquisition and thus strengthen our presence in the country. In the first half of the year, profitability remained solid across the region, contributing 35% of the group pre-provision income. Overall, as our accelerated plan for the cleanup of the balance sheet is executed on a timely manner and the expectation for economic growth are improving, the focus will gradually shift more towards the financing of the economy, the increase of the performing loan book, further penetration across all areas which support fee and commission income, and further cost containment. At this point, I would like to ask our CFO, Harris Kokologiannis, to present our results in detail before opening the Q&A session.
Thank you, Fokio. Let's now provide some more insight on the second quarter results, which include Grivalia for the full quarter and Piraeus Bank Bulgaria for 1 month. Furthermore, €2 billion Pillar portfolio has been reclassified as held for sale following the binding agreement with PIMCO signed on the 26th of June. Taking into account the draft SRT decision received earlier today, we envisage the closing of the transaction and the deconsolidation of the portfolio within September. Moving on the capital position and on page 8. In the second quarter, the fully loaded CET1 ratio increased by 30 basis points at 13.7% as a result of the yield improvement of Greek government bonds, which more than offset the impact from the acquisition of Piraeus Bank Bulgaria and new loan production of International. Total capital ratio amounted to 18.4%, which is almost 470 basis points higher than the 2019 overall capital requirement. Moving on slide 9 and to liquidity. As shown at the right part of the page, in the second quarter, the organic increase of group deposits amounted to €0.8 billion, and including the impact of Piraeus Bulgaria, to €1.9 billion. Net loans to deposit ratio receded further in the second quarter to 87%. Moving on page 12 and on lending growth. In the first half of the year, the organic increase of performing loans amounted to €400 million. If we add on that the impact of Piraeus Bulgaria by €600 million, and deduct the €200 million performing mortgages included in the pillar securitization, we get the first half growth figure of €800 million that is shown at the right part of the page. On page 15, net interest income for the group remained flat quarter on quarter at €342 million, with international business recording higher income by €6 million, mainly related with new lending and the impact of Piraeus Bulgaria for 1 month. On a year-on-year basis, net interest income is lower by 3.6%. On next page, page 16, net commission income rebased in the second quarter to €90 million, following the contribution of Grivalia business by €15 million. Furthermore, the rest of the business showed an increase of €9 million, coming mainly from network and lending activities, both in Greece and international. As a result, on a year-on-year basis, fee income is higher by almost 13%. On page 17, operating expenses on a like-for-like basis are stable for the group and lower by 2.2% in Greece as a result of lower staff costs. From the beginning of the year, staff in Greece decreased by 200 employees, while the outlook is for a similar organic decrease for the second half of the year. Further on pre-provision income and on page 6. On the top left of the page, core PPI increased in the second quarter to 208 million euro as a result of Grivalia's contribution and the organic growth of commissions. PPI amounted to 265 million euro, including 30 million negative goodwill relating with Piraeus Bulgaria and 27 million gains from the sale of foreign and Greek sovereign bonds. Moving then on asset quality and on page 7, as shown in the top left of the page, negative NPE formation amounted this quarter to 205 million euro, almost double than the previous quarter, mainly due to lower NPE inflows. NPE stock decreased quarter on quarter by 2.2 billion euro, driven by the pillar securitization, negative formation, higher collateral liquidations and write-offs. As a result, the NPE ratio receded at the end of June to 32.8%, which is lower by 790 basis points compared to 1 year ago. Cost of risk over net loans amounted in the second quarter to 2% and loan provisions to 183 million euro, which include in full the cost of pillar as well as an extraordinary charge of 18 million in Serbia. For the full year 2019, we reiterate our outlook for a cost of risk between 1.7 and 1.8%, implying a cost of risk for the second half of the year of approximately 1.5%. Finally, on this page, provision coverage at the end of June increased to 54.5%, higher by 130 basis points versus the end of last year as a result of negative formation and the lower than average coverage of the pillar portfolio. As regards our NPE reduction plan, and on page 19, first half organic decrease amounted to 700 million euro, and including the impact of pillar securitization and Piraeus Bulgaria to 2.4 billion. This is leading us for the second half of the year to achieve 1.1 billion euro organic decrease and complete the Cairo securitization, for which we are very confident to fulfill. The target for the end of this year is for an NPE balance of 6.4 billion euro on a group basis and an NPE ratio of 15.9%. This completes my presentation, and we may now open the floor for your questions.
The first question is from the line of Floriani Jonas with Axia Ventures. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for the presentation. My first question is on slide 20. So it looks like, and also checking the results from the other Greek banks, it looks like the inflow in the second quarter has been positive across the board. So I'm just wondering from your side, do you see that as a sustainable rate now going forward? I mean, the 220 million as expectation for the next quarters. And if you can make any comments on the defaults and redefaults in Greece, that would be great. Then my second question is still on NPEs, but on slide 19. Just wondering, what will be the breakdown of the NPE reduction, the 1.3 NPE reduction that you show there on the slide, and where is your next securitization is being accounted for? I think, as far as I remember, you had a plan for another securitization. So, you know, just wondering if it's inside the 1.3 or if it's an extra or maybe inside the 1.7. And then finally, on the margins, seems like there's a bit of a margin pressure this quarter as well. So if you can maybe make some comments on the NIM environment and expectations now for the second half of the year. It would be great. Thanks, guys.
Sure. Thank you very much for the questions. I will take the questions about NPEs. But before answering your questions, I would like to clarify your second question. You refer to the, on page 19, the 1.3 and 1.7 reduction for years 2000, 20 and 21. Is this well understood?
Exactly.
Okay. So let me start from this year, from 2019, and before commenting on the question about the inflow, which is indeed the lowest that we have seen during the last few quarters, let me try to wrap up our performance in terms of asset quality. So as we mentioned before, at page 7 we see the NPE ratio down at 32.8%, which is 8 percentage points lower year on year. But besides this drop, what is equally important is that during this period, the cash coverage has remained roughly unchanged, and actually during the last quarter, we had an uplift of 70 basis points. In terms of the negative NP formation, which is 200 million euros and to a great extent is driven by the low inflows, we had a good performance across all different segments, as you can see at page 21. Mortgages, small businesses, and corporate, all segments had a nice negative performance. And in the second half of the year, we expect the organic reduction to be 1.1 to 1.2 billion euros. This is a figure with which we feel comfortable. It compares with the 7.8 billion euros that we had in the first half of the year. We believe that mainly on the third but also in the fourth quarter we would be able to meet this reduction. Now, let me come more specific about your question in terms of the 219 million euros NPE inflows that we had in the second quarter. This lower reading is a combination of a number of factors, such as, first of all, better products that we offer for a number of loan segments, like mortgages, and these products have helped more sustainability in terms of the restructuring that we have done. Second, a second factor is the higher real estate prices, which have improved the sentiment of the borrowers and provide incentive to the borrowers to become performing on their loans. And a third factor is the overall improvement of the economy and the higher sentiment that we see, something that has been also depicted in the statistics of the EU, as I mentioned before. Now, how sustainable is this figure? I think we can say that the trend is going to be positive. Obviously, we can expect some volatility, some ups and downs versus this 219. But I think moving forward, we should see a clear trend of lower NPE inflows. Now, let me come on page 19 and the reduction of 1.3 and 1.7 billion euros in terms of the NPE balances for the years 2020 and 21 respectively. Given that we complete the bulk of the NPE reduction this year, the reduction for the next 2 years is going to come mainly through organic NPE reduction, so restructurings or liquidations of real estate or write-offs. In 2021, there is a portfolio sale which however is a relatively small amount, is below 1 billion euros, and this is scheduled for the second half of 2021. So this is about the NPEs. Let me pass to Haris to answer the question about the margins.
Thank you, Fokion. The answer to your question regarding margin, yes, the answer is yes. There is some pressure, especially coming from the corporate portfolio, although this pressure is much less than what we have seen in the previous previous quarters, and to some degree this is expected to continue for the coming quarters. But this is giving me the opportunity to provide a more holistic update about our profitability based on the recent trends, pre-provision profitability, but also bottom line profitability. For the full year 2019, we expect net interest income to be lower by low single digit than the previous year, mainly as a result of lower interest from NPEs and lower spreads on the performing corporate and small business portfolio, as I mentioned before. On the other hand, we should say that growth of performing loans abates the pressure to some degree from the cleanup of our balances. More specifically, last year, performing loans increased by 700 million euro, while for this year, we expect the organic increase to accelerate and reach 1.2 billion. In the first half, we increased organically performing loans by 400 million. Accounting for the pillar securitization and the acquisition of Piraeus Bulgaria, the total book expanded by approximately 800 million, while in the second half, we expect organic growth of approximately 800 million plus 1 billion from the pillar senior note. It is positive to note here that the mortgage, specifically the mortgage loan market, which has remained very sluggish during the last few years, is recently coming back. And this is in line with the recovery of the residential property, as shown in the higher transactions volume and the first annual increase of the residential properties index. Furthermore, we should point that the importance of our international business, that it is improving quarter on quarter, since it secures a sustainable growth pace at healthy spreads, higher by approximately 130 to 140 basis points than Greek loan book, with very low NP ratio, of course. It is expected that net interest income from international business to reach approximately 30% of groups in NII in the coming years. Now, let me provide also an update regarding the other significant lines of our profit and loss. On fees and commissions, on a year-on-year basis, fee income is higher by almost 13% due to the contribution of Grivalia, the increase of network fees, and of international. For the rest of the year, it is expected to continue, I would say, with a similar pace of increase for the reasons mentioned above, but also due to fees related with lending-related deals that are on the pipeline and are expected to realize in the third and fourth quarter. From 2020 onwards, apart from the expected growth due to the volume of business and the full phase-in of Grivalia, a number of initiatives are examined related to the repricing of transaction-related fees or the charging of transactions that today are provided for free. Furthermore, given the normalization of the customer sentiment, and especially after the recent elimination of capital controls, the business of asset management and bank assurance will accelerate, boosting the respective fees income. Now, on operating expenses, on costs, we reiterate the guidance that we have given in the previous quarter for a like-to-like decrease of costs in Greece by approximately 3% in 2019, driven by lower staff costs. And as we said, on a yearly basis, we expect for the full year 2019, we expect a decrease of staff in Greece by 400 people, from 9,000 to approximately 8,600. Of course, the incorporation of Grivalia and also Piraeus Bulgaria later in the year will lead the headline number to show a year-on-year increase of approximately 3%. However, it should be noted here that Piraeus Bulgaria cost synergies amount to 25 million euro per annum, 80% of which is expected to be realized until the end of 2020. Given that the NPA reduction plan absorbs, as we speak, significant resources and management time in this year, we should expect further rationalization of the operating cost base in Greece as of 2020, focusing specifically on number of branches again and number of staff. Now, regarding core pre-provision income and summarizing what I have said before, core PPI is expected to be lower in 2019 by a low single-digit ratio versus 2018. This is the most updated outlook. Furthermore, we reiterate our outlook for a cost of risk of approximately 1.7% this year. That means that we expect a cost of risk of 1.5% for the second half of the year. And conclusively, net profit before one-offs similar with the one that we had in 2018 of 200 million euro. Overall, as a conclusive statement, I would say that as our accelerated plan for the cleanup of our balance sheet is executed on a timely manner, as it appears, the focus will gradually shift more and more towards the financing of the economy, the growth of loan book, business development across all areas that support fee business income, and of course, further cost containment.
That's great. Thanks, Haris.
The next question comes from the line of Barakhtari Agiliki with Autonomous Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my questions. First of all, on the Cairo securitization, can I ask whether you reiterate the guidance that you have given previously for the loss from the junior tranche of around 1.2 to 1.4 billion, and should we expect that to be disclosed by the end of this year, or is it going to be disclosed the final number next year? And then, given that you have now done the Pillar transaction at a mark which admittedly was higher than most of us would have expected, I remember that when you announced the Cairo transaction, you had said that the coverage on the rest of the book after the transaction was expected to be more or less not very far from the current level, if I remember correctly. Does that still stand, or effectively, is the mark going to be the one that you had guided for initially, which, if I remember correctly, was something close to 30 cents on the dollar, or could it be better, closer to the Pillar transaction, which was 58 cents on the dollar? That's my first question. My second question, apologies, I wasn't sure, I didn't understand what you said on the Pillar senior trans. Is that now included in loans as of Q2? And if yes, what is the amount, please, that you have? I know that the nominal is 1 billion, but do you have 1 billion or is there a smaller amount? I think I missed that in your comments. Then a third question, you have booked a significant gain from Greek government bonds. Could you give us the amount, the face value of Greek government bonds on balance sheet as of the second quarter? Could you tell us whether that increased quarter on quarter and whether there is any room to buy more while complying with the ECB cap? And if you could also update it, the usual sensitivity that you give, GDPs have rallied even further since the end of June. So if you could give us an indication of what is the quarter-to-date gain on your CET1, that would be helpful for us. And the fourth question on my side, a number of one-offs this quarter, would it be possible to just split them out? If I'm not mistaken, you have 30 million in other income on revenues. You have the extraordinary cost of risk charge in Serbia, which, if I'm not mistaken, is related to Swiss franc mortgages. Let me know if that is not the case. And then you also have some restructuring costs. Could you please split those out, please? Thank you.
Okay, Angeliki, thank you for your questions. There are quite a few, and all of them are welcome. Let me start from the questions regarding the two securitization, and then Harris will take the rest. Now, in terms of the senior note of Pillar, indeed, the notional amount is 1 billion euros, slightly above 1 billion euros, 105. And this bond is going to carry a fixed coupon of 1.85%, and it has not been booked on the loans yet. Therefore, on the slide that we have about performing loans, this amount is not included yet. But this is our intention as soon as we close the transaction. Now, given that you mentioned about the senior note, it is a good opportunity to mention that based on the approval that we received from the SSM, the one that I mentioned earlier, this draft approval, the risk weighting on this bond is going to be based on the standardized methodology, and therefore is going to carry a risk of 100%, roughly 100%. And based on the risk weight assets of the underlying portfolio of loans, the risk weighting of the senior note is going to be roughly similar. So we're not going to have any sort of material change from that. In terms of Cairo and your question whether we reiterate our guidance for 1.2 to 1.4 regarding the size of the mezzanine, we confirm that. Indeed, we reiterate this guidance, and definitely we should have the final figure before year end, as our intention is to close this transaction before year end. Now, what was not clear to us is about this 30 cents that you mentioned regarding Cairo. We have never provided any sort of guidance about price on Cairo. The only guidance that we have provided is on the size of the mezzanine piece, and you could potentially make some assumptions and calculations based on that. So let me pass now to Harris for the rest of the questions.
Now, regarding the government bonds, the face value of the government bonds is stable over the last quarters at 2.4 billion euro. Actually, we are capped from the ECB's decision back in 2015. There is no room for further increase unless there is some relaxation of this decision. And in the second quarter, we recorded an upside in our capital of approximately 300 million euro. In the third quarter, we have some further upside given that GDP's yield have been further improved. Regarding one-offs, to provide you a total picture, on the positive side, we had 30 million euro negative goodwill coming from Piraeus Bulgaria that it is recorded as the under other income. On the negative side, we had in the line of loan provisions an amount of 18 million for the reason that you mentioned in Serbia. And below the line, we have cost of voluntary exit scheme which on an after-tax basis amounts for the first half at 41 million euro. Then we have restructuring cost for Piraeus Bulgaria of 16 million euro that relate to the closure of branches and indemnities for people. And these are the most important one-offs in the first half. Regarding the second half, actually we don't expect any similar amounts, so actually don't expect something more than 10 million euro, I would say.
Thank you. If I may just follow up on the Cairo securitization. Let me just ask the question differently. I know you haven't given any guidance on the marks, but you I think, if I'm not mistaken, you had given at some point some indication on the coverage on the remaining of the book after. So on those 6.6 that you had previously, currently 6.4 billion gross NPLs at the end of 2019, could you give us an indication on the coverage on the remaining book that you expect? I know it cannot be precise, but more or less what you have in your budget or what you would like to see.
First of all, the coverage in the Cairo book is around 53 and a half, so it is not that different than the rest of the portfolio, which is at 54.5%. And regarding your question, what kind of coverage we expect post the completion of the securitization transaction, both Pillar and Cairo. Yes, we reiterate the guidance that the coverage is not going to change in any material way.
Okay. Thank you very much.
The next question is from the line of Boulougouris Alexandros with Wood & Co. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the presentation. A quick question on the net interest income again. Is it fair to assume that current levels in the quarter should be stable in the second half, around 340 million, which should imply a year-on-year growth for the full year of around drop of 3% approximately? If I remember correctly, in the previous conference call, you had assumed a 2% decline year-on-year, I think, in NII. And maybe if you could give us a bit the trends for 2020 in terms of net interest income. That's my first question. My second, related again to the question from my colleague previously regarding the other income, I didn't catch what exactly it entailed. If you could repeat that, it would be helpful. And a third question regarding provisions, which you said it will be about 150 bps in the second half compared to the higher levels in the first half. Is this related to transactions, I assume, that you had the incremental? And my final question regarding the guidance for 10% ROE in 2020, is there any update on that? I assume it still holds. Thank you.
Thank you, Alexandre, for your questions. Starting for the trend in the coming two quarters, the answer is yes. We don't expect any material volatility of net interest income from the current levels. So for this reason, we provided an updated outlook for low single-digit decrease on net interest income. Regarding 2020 view, although you could appreciate that we are just now starting preparing our business plan and budget for next year, so more precise estimates could be provided in the third and fourth quarter results. But the big picture is that any impact from the NPEs acceleration plan, especially from the two big securitizations, will appear in 2020, mainly through a decrease of NPV unwinding, partly offset from the senior tranche coupon. Overall, the impact, as we have said also in the past, is estimated at approximately between 100 and 120 million euros, which is expected to be partially offset on a core PPI basis by an accelerated versus 2019 performing loan growth, both in Greece and the region, lower funding costs from deposits and repos, higher fees and commissions, including, of course, the full phase-in of Grivalia and cost synergies from Bulgaria. But what will be of the most important element of 2020 profitability will be the much lower cost of risk, for which Fokion will elaborate on that later. Let me come on the other income. Other income in the first, the line other income in the second quarter includes 30 million euro negative goodwill from the Piraeus Bulgaria acquisition and another 27 million gains from sale of foreign and some Greek government bonds. Regarding cost of risk, the outlook for the second half of the year is for a cost of risk of 1.5% on net loans.
Now, regarding the 2020 return on equity guidance, based on the trends that we see this year, we expect next year the pre-provision income to be roughly around 850 million euros. Cost of risk to decline substantially below 1%, and this should project a return on equity close to 10%.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are no further questions at this time. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Karavias for any closing comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me thank you all for your participation in this call, to thank you for your questions, and we are looking forward to seeing you either in Athens when you visit us or in any of the road shows in London or in New York. Thank you.